Appearing before two House committees, Ortsag and Geithner called President Obama's budget an honest and candid depiction of where the U.S. economy stands and what must be done to start repairing it. Saying the United States has no choice but to change course from past policies, Ortsag told the House Budget Committee the budget is a starting point toward fundamentally reorienting priorities toward long-term economic efficiency and productivity.
We have lived through an era of irresponsibility in which we have failed to address deep problems in energy, education, and healthcare, and in which the primary theory of the case was that the only determinant of economic performance was the marginal tax rate on the wealthy, and that the way to promote market competition was to channel significant subsidies to corporations.
President Obama inherited a pair of trillion-dollar deficits, Ortsag said, one being the difference between current U.S. economic output and what the country could be producing, the other the amount of deficit spending needed now for recovery. Contrary to what critics assert, Ortsag said the budget is not just a big spending plan, noting that the government faces combined pressures of a weak economy driving down revenues, the need to increase spending with the $787 billion stimulus bill Congress approved, and potentially hundreds of billions more required to stabilize financial markets.
All in, the budget includes $2.7 trillion in costs over the next decade that would have been excluded from previous budgets. That sets a high bar, but it's an honest bar.
Republicans such as Representative Paul Ryan repeated their assertions that President Obama is trying to force through a huge and too costly expansion of government.
This is not changing the tone of Washington or forging a compromise. This is staking out an ideological conquest.
Committee Chairman and Democrat John Spratt said that facing the stark economic realities left by the Bush administration, President Obama is trying to address important needs while aiming to shrink the deficit in coming years.
It takes on topics indeed that have been ignored by earlier budgets as too tough to tackle. Climate change, health care for the 46 million who are uninsured.
In separate testimony Tuesday to the House Ways and Means Committee, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner said there is no alternative to forceful action to slow the recession and get credit moving again, including steps to strengthen the banking system.
Part of that requires that we make sure banks are strong enough that they can provide credit. And that's what our plan is going to do.
Geithner said he shares concerns of lawmakers that the stock market has not reacted positively to actions taken so far by the Obama administration. Responding to Republican criticisms, Geithner said there is no alternative to restoring confidence at home and abroad in the U.S. financial system.
The alternative path for us, which is to sit back, hope this crisis burns itself out, would be a much deeper recession with much greater damage to American businesses and families, with much greater fiscal damage to our economy, leaving us with much greater deficits in the future. And the judgment we're making, and it is absolutely the right judgment, is that as a country, given where we started, we have no choice but to move aggressively in these fronts.
In remarks at the U.S. Transportation Department on Tuesday, President Obama said U.S. economic performance in the first quarter of 2009 is not likely to improve over dismal results in the last quarter of 2008. And the president again identified the weak credit environment as one of the main challenges facing the economy.
We have to jumpstart the credit markets and get private lending going again.
Also testifying on Capitol Hill Tuesday, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee that President Obama's $787 billion government spending and tax cut plan should help the economy. At the same time, he said the overall impact of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act remains subject to considerable uncertainty, adding that real recovery depends on the government's ability to stabilize financial markets. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the Capitol.